Hello, and welcome to the Cybersecurity Awesomeness Podcast, hosted by Enterprise Management Associates, an industry-leading IT analyst research firm that provides deep insights across the full spectrum of IT and data management technologies. The Cybersecurity Awesomeness Podcast will take a deep dive into the security topics that are top of mind for information security practitioners, IT professionals, and technology business leaders. Join security experts Chris Steffen, VP of Research at EMA, and Ken Buckler, Research Analyst at EMA, for some truly awesome topics. Chris and Ken, take it away.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Cybersecurity Awesomeness Podcast. I am your host. My name is Chris Steffen. Joining me today is my friend and colleague, Mr. Ken Buckler. First of all, this is episode number 100. Yay! So congratulations. It's something that we've obviously been working on for well over a year, close to 2 years now. Glad to have you here on this podcast listening to us. I hope that it continues to be useful as we go for the next 100 episodes. With that, today's topic is something that's been in the news quite a bit lately, and that is the announcement by Apple and the United Kingdom asking for lack of a better term, backdoor access into the Apple infrastructure and into Apple devices. As you can imagine, as security practitioners, we think that that is insane. But we'll go through that. We'll go through the exact announcement and we'll talk about it in the podcast today. So with no further ado, Ken, why don't you give us a précis of the announcement and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, so the actual announcement is that Apple is going to end its advanced data protection offering in the United Kingdom. And their reasoning for doing that is because the United Kingdom, leveraging something called the Investigatory Powers Act, wanted to require Apple to build a backdoor into their advanced data protection feature. This backdoor actually would not have just affected UK customers. It would have actually affected any Apple customer across the globe. Serious privacy concerns on that. And Apple basically said, well, you know, if that's what you're going to require, we're just going to stop offering that in the United Kingdom. So now you can't require that from us anymore. I'm not a big Apple fan. All right. But that, you know, that's probably no surprise to you. But kudos to Apple for standing up for what's right when it comes to the privacy in this case. And I'm very concerned about what this could mean for other operating systems, what it could mean for other applications if the UK is going to start asking for this pervasive of access.
Well, recently, the UK has come up with some very polarizing and interesting legislation when it comes to technology. You have this one. It may be the same act. And again, we don't live in the UK. I don't know 100% for sure. And if you do, please comment and let us know. We actually have multiple consistent EU listeners to this podcast. So, tally-ho, hello, God save the king. Nice to see you. I would be really interested to see what that perspective is. But there's another one out there right now about social media. And if you post something, quote unquote, bad, define that however you see fit, on social media, they have the ability to arrest you for pain and suffering and hurting people's feelings and whatever it's going to be. I don't know what's going on in the UK that they have taken this, for lack of a better term, bizarre shift, this shift to lunacy when it comes to technology. I'm trying to keep my political views out of the conversation. I'm concentrating solely on the technology at this point, especially when it comes with Apple. And I obviously agree with you, Ken, the idea of taking and having a universal backdoor into a secure system by definition makes it less secure. And if you can't see that, you should probably go listen to the other 99 episodes of this podcast and figure out what a cybersecurity 101 best practice looks like.
Yeah. And, you know, okay. So, you know, I've done software development in the past and, you know, let's put aside the whole UK stuff for now. Let's put aside the Apple stuff for now. Let's just talk about what happens when you put a backdoor into a program. Because I've had to do this in the past for debugging purposes. All right, and every programmer has done this at some point in their programming careers, I'm sure, that you have to put some sort of a backdoor in a program while you're still developing the program so that
and it's
you
not even,
look
let's be,
peek under
yeah,
the hood.
Yeah, let's be clear. It's not even a backdoor per se. It's usually a catch, right?
Right.
You're taking and putting a sequence in so that when you are doing some kind of testing that it hits that sequence and you understand that it's hitting that counter or that sequence, so you can then understand where it's traversing the program or you're getting an error or whatever have you. So again, there's backdoors that are like the one that we're talking about in the UK that are truly stupid and nefarious. There then is developing tools and developer tools that you need to add on a development program that are not nefarious. They are part of a development system.
But whether they're nefarious or not, they're well intentioned, in that I'm sure the UK is well intentioned in this as well, in that they want to just make things more secure, because we're gonna break security to make things more secure. Anyway, but the problem with putting in a backdoor like that is that if you let that backdoor go into production, if you allow that backdoor out there, even if you're the only one who knows about the backdoor, someone else is going to figure it out. And that is the biggest concern when it comes to these kinds of backdoors, is not, always necessarily what the government's going to do with it, which, that's a separate conversation. But what's somebody else going to do with it once they discover that backdoor? And by the way, we've seen this in IoT devices. We've seen this in routers and switches where they left a debugging backdoor in to let them debug the software while they were developing the software for the router. And then they forgot to take it out. And that backdoor just happens to allow somebody unauthenticated administrative access to the whole router. So this is why it's so important that you don't allow those kind of backdoors, not because of the person that's requesting the backdoor, the government requesting the backdoor, but because what somebody else might do with it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so there is a what's called the Tom Clancy axiom, and that is that the number of people that know a thing is actually the square of the number of the people that you think should know a thing. So, for example, if you only think that two people should know a secret, the reality is that likely four people actually know the secret. If that number of people is three, then the actual number that knows that secret is actually 9, and 4 to 16, and so on and so forth. Very, very quickly, you can see how that can get out of control. Well, come back to what we're talking about here. If you put a backdoor into a system like that, first of all, it's extremely public. I mean, it is all over the news. And so if you don't think that the entire hacker world is salivating at the idea of being able to backdoor into the picture file of every single celebrity in the world, I mean, again, this has happened already once before, but at least it wasn't a deliberate effort by Apple or a manufacturer to allow the bad guys that kind of access. Now you're basically saying, well, we are going to deliberately create that access and we're doing it for these reasons. Well, that's insane. That's one of those things where it makes very little sense to go down that road, and you are making a less secure system. I guess I don't know what else we can really say in that regard other than thank you, Apple, for not complying with that insane request. I hope that you do not comply for that kind of request in the United States or any other country in the world. And again, I'm not picking on US. I'm not picking on, China, because they want those kind of things. I'm not picking on the UK. I hope that our technological overlords do not comply with any of those kind of requests, regardless of what country of origin is, because it is against security best practices.
Yeah, and I've actually seen within the past couple months, I think it was the FBI specifically, releasing notices to the public saying, hey, by the way, you should you know, be aware that, you know, like your text messages are not always secure. You should use secure messaging apps that are encrypted end to end, etc. And actually, the U.S. government is actually now investigating whether the U.K.'s demand for this backdoor access violates the U.S.-U.K. Cloud Act treaty, is what I've been reading. So that's that in itself is super interesting, in that now the U.K.'s request for a backdoor has actually resulted in a possible treaty violation. So that's going to be interesting to see it unfold.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess at the end of the day, two things that we want you to take away from this podcast. First of all, that yes, we are aware of it. Yes, it's insane. Yes, it is literally as crazy as it sounds. And so you, listener, are not crazy. Yes, they are crazy. And we're obviously going to continue following this when it's all said and done. Two, if there's ever a time to talk to your elected officials and so on and so forth about the necessity of maintaining security in this ecosphere, now's a good time. Make certain that they understand that you don't take and support the actions of the UK, but that you do support the fact that Apple basically did the right thing and, you know, are doing something that is basically more sensible for security in general. I applaud Apple, again, rare for me too, but I applaud Apple for taking the right stand, and I hope that they continue to do the right thing. And then I guess lastly, don't for a second think that the information that you have on some of these mobile devices, which are becoming more and more an integral part of everything that we do, don't think for a second that the governments of the world, US, UK, China, South, you know, South Africa, Israel, you name it, don't think for a moment that they don't want to have access to that data. This is not to say that the US or the UK or China or any of them don't have access to the data that the UK was asking for, because they very likely do. They just wanted to make it easier for them to get access and not have to go through a whole bunch of rigmarole to be able to get that information. But it doesn't negate the fact that they probably likely already have technologies in place that allow them a certain amount of access to that information. I say all that, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but keep aware of those kind of things. Make certain that you understand what information you're including on your devices. Make certain that they're protected, so on and so forth. Again, just basic cellular mobile hygiene is probably not a bad idea. With that, I think that we covered it. I appreciate, again, everybody for listening to this podcast, episode number 100. I hope that you've enjoyed it. We'll continue following up with Apple event as they develop. And with that, I appreciate you turning in, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, Chris and Ken, for all your great insights on today's topic. Make your next podcast awesome when you work with EMA security experts Chris Steffen or Ken Buckler. Educate your prospects, differentiate your solution, and add the credibility of a third-party expert to your message. Visit cybersecurityawesomeness.com to listen to past episodes.